And good morning. Now 6:31. I'm Sean Crawford for NPR Illinois. Well, a jury yesterday afternoon found former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson guilty of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey. Grayson had been called to the home in what's known as the Cabbage Patch neighborhood near Springfield after a report of a prowler. Body camera footage showed Massey removing a pot of boiling water from her stove when Grayson began screaming at her to put it down and warning he would shoot her. Just moments later, he fired his weapon, striking Massey in the face. The case had been moved to Peoria County because of publicity in the local area. While Grayson was charged with first-degree murder, the jury chose the second-degree verdict, determining the former deputy's belief he was acting in self-defense was a mitigating factor. The Massey family attorney, Antonio Romanucci, after the verdict.
Sean Grayson is convicted of murder. He is a murderer now.
Grayson will be sentenced in January. He could receive between 4 and 20 years in prison. The judge would also have an option of probation. He's been held in custody since his arrest more than a year ago. The Massey Commission, formed after the murder in the summer of 2024, says the verdict brings a breath of hope and long-delayed whisper of justice. The commission has held hearings on issues like policing and mental health and is offering recommendations to the community. In a statement, the commission says the work of justice is long and says the task is to ensure the verdict is not an ending but a beginning, a recommitment to a world where care and dignity are not an afterthought but the foundation. The former graduate teaching assistant at Illinois State University, accused of disrupting two on-campus events earlier this month, now faces federal charges. Police say 27-year-old Derek Lopez of El Paso, Illinois, allegedly made threats against President Trump. He was arrested during a traffic stop in El Paso. Police there say that the FBI and Secret Service agents questioned him. He was booked at the Woodford County Jail and placed under federal detention. ISU police arrested Lopez October 17th after video circulated of a man flipping a table during a confrontation with a student organization affiliated with Turning Point USA. The university placed Lopez on administrative leave following his initial arrest. Well, today we are expecting to see temperature hovering around 58 for a high, sunny skies. It's currently 41 degrees.